Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Manning. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Manning. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ron Taylor. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Taylor. Power moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Held goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Vic Power. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Harmon Killebrew. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Jim Lemon now playing left field. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder misplays the ball. That's an error on Snyder. Luplow scores. Francona moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Lee Stang now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. George Banks pinch hits for Lee Stang. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to third. Allen moves to second. Frank Funk now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Twins, 7, Indians, 7. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Romano reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Latman moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Al Luplow. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is walked intentionally. Latman moves to third. Klein moves to second. Don Dillard pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Latman. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Stegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Snyder. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.